الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. Before we commence with tonight's commentary of this poetry which we have been discussing over the past few weeks, one or two things which are relevant to a majlis of this kind, where there is need for education, where there is need for information. At present there are many people who are engaged in taweez making. There is no doubt that taweezes have got some place, just as medication has got some place in the cure of a person. Dua has also got a place. In the same way, those people who can't read those ayats, then generally something is written on a paper and given in the form of a taweez. But the unfortunate part is that kitabs on the writing of taweez are available at the bookshops. How to capture jinns and how to make use of them for mischievous purposes, and all other instructions and directions are given there. Now many people who don't have even the necessary or elementary knowledge of the writing of taweezes or the diagnosing of the sickness, whether it is jinn, it is jadu, or it's just a physical disability or problem, they buy these kitabs, they put on a big jubba kubba, and thereafter the taweezes are sold, 300 rand, 500 rand, and even up to 2000 rand. This is the truth what I am telling you. Because the person is sick, he will go anywhere where he can get a cure. Sometimes he's a schizophrenic, but because the symptoms are very close, so he's told that this is jinn. Or he's an epileptic, and he's told that this is jinn or jadu. So that is one part of it. Where there are many of them now who have become famous, because if you write 100 taweezes or 1000 taweezes, then 20% of those people must get cured. So the person that got cured, he could have got cured with dua, with dawa, with something else, or it could have been even with the name of Allah Ta'ala written on that taweez. But now they advertise that so and so is very good, so you must go to him. Up to that stage still there was not a problem. But what is happening now, and I'm getting so many calls, men folk and our sisters, they are saying, Maulana, we've got no knowledge of jadu, we don't know how it works, we didn't go to anybody, but this person says that he or she was taken to a certain amil, that amil put them into a trance, and in that trance state, certain names were mentioned. And my name, he says, was mentioned amongst them. So generally it is mind over matter kind of thing, because the person goes with certain doubts. And the people that you are closely associated with are those who are in your home or in your immediate family. So these jinns who speak in the trance state, they are mischievous and they like to create friction, disunity, fights and quarrels. Now who is going to bring that jinn up in a court of law and test the evidence of that jinn, whether it is speaking the truth or lies? So those people who are just taking these kitabs and start writing taweezes and became amils, they remind me of those who become barbers during Hajj times. That if anybody wants to make some money, then my advice to you is just get hold of a jack razor and sit down in Mina Arafat somewhere, Mina site. All the fly-by nights you will find them there. And they will give you quite a few cuts. One friend of mine, he passed away now. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him jannat. So he says that he also just sat down, one of those places, where the person was shaving the hair. So he said, first he cut him here, then here, then here. Then he said, why don't you put the jackrays on my neck also? You've given me enough cuts already. So first you have to check whether that person is indeed an experienced barber. Then you submit your head to that person. So just as there you submit your head after determining that this person is an experienced barber, in the same way, before you submit yourself to these Taweez Walas, determine that this person is indeed an authentic and a reliable person. He is not up to mischief. He is not going to interfere with our young girls and daughters that we are sending to them. There are such cases that are coming. They are shocking beyond belief. And the husbands, to their gharat and their shame, we do not know where it is gone, that they feel that, no, that is quite acceptable. What kind of cases, I can't even mention in the masjid. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. So at present, lots of names are being mentioned, and quarrels, arguments, fights thereafter take place between parents and children, mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, sister-in-laws, father-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, and the whole family sometimes is caught up, because this person who heard that jinn speak in the trance, now this person truly believes that that person, I mean, that wasn't his voice, that wasn't her voice, that was somebody else's voice. So the impression that is given is that this is some very pious jinn that is speaking. And as a result now, this message is conveyed by word of mouth to so many people, and then the people believe that so-and-so did jadu on so-and-so. And yet there is absolutely no truth most of the time in those statements. It is the lies of the jinn. If I have to take a qasam in this masjid, then definitely you will believe me. And inshallah, I know that even if I don't take a qasam, you will believe me. That three people, at least three people I know of, who telephoned me and mentioned it to me. If they had not mentioned it, I wouldn't have come to know. But three people mentioned it to me. Therefore, I came to know. They said that they went, or somebody was taken, to so and so, and when that person was put into a trance, then that person said, Maulana Yunus Patel did jadu on you. One was my close family member. In the trance state, that young girl spoke and said that Maulana Yunus Patel is the one who sent that jadu. Now, would you believe that? So if you don't believe that, then at least save yourselves and your families and your children from the fire of Jahannam. Because this becomes a fire of Jahannam. The fire lights up in the house of fights and quarrels and arguments, and nothing can extinguish that after that, because the doubt has been created in the mind. The seed has been planted. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a great amil also. He was a great muhaddis, mufassir. He was a great jurist. But he was also a master in this field, in the science of Taweez and Amaliyat. One person, when he caught his hand and he read and he blew, then this person's voice changed totally. It was now the jinn which had possessed this person. So he asked him that, who are you and where have you come from? So he said, Mera naam Sheikh Abdul Quddus Gangohi hai. He said, abhi ek juta lagaunga, to tumhara Sheikh Abdul Quddus Gangohi sahi ho jayega. Because it was absolute lie. So we can't trust the words of these jinns who cannot be presented for evidence. And then when we believe that this is what has happened and we relay it, and if that person is not guilty of that, then it boomerangs. Then it definitely hits our daughter, our son, our wife, children. Somebody will get hit. Then we will say that I got caught innocently. But we didn't get caught innocently because we were blaming lots of people for having done jadu who did not do the jadu. This morning also I had a lady who phoned and she was crying. She was hysterical. She says, Maulana, I will do jadu on my son to break his marriage. Do I like to see my son go mad? He said, but this is what this person has said. And in the trance state it was said. So be careful of these type of gimmicks. Then again, as I said, that we cannot bring them up for evidence. Then we know that all over, there are so many of them who have made this a profession. It's business. It's definitely business. so many incidents, what do we say? Nevertheless, so this was one point I wanted to bring to your attention, that if somebody gives the name of a person that so and so did, if you think you are affected and the person you think also is a good, reliable amil, and he gives some ta'weez of water, then that is acceptable. But the moment that person puts in a trance, or the moment the person says that so and so did this jadu on you, then disappear from there faster than you have gone there, quicker than you went there. Because now you are going to get caught up in the lies, and you're going to get caught up in such kind of arguments and fights and quarrels, that fire is not going to be extinguished after that for a long, long time. And unfortunately in this there are some muftis, there are some maulvis, there are some munshis, and there are some hafizes. I don't have any fear of telling it to you, because alhamdulillah I'm not in that business. But it is such an easy thing to do. Just purchase one kitab and start writing. And many of them have got photocopies. One person came to me once, and he says that he wants some assistance and some help. Rent, light, water, and give a long story. I said, what are you doing at present? He said, I'm just selling some ta'weezes. So I said, what ta'weezes are you selling? He said, ta'weez for this, and ta'weez for that, and ta'weez for that. And amongst them was also ta'weez for risk, for sustenance, livelihood. So I told him, why don't you tie three of this? You are selling to everybody, so why don't you tie three of this, then you won't have any problem. And what was that ta'weez for livelihood? It was the photograph or the picture of one grave, and then photocopies of were being made, and there was some Quranic ayat that was written on it. Now that was being sold for 5 rand, 10 rand, or whatever you can sell it for. So don't get caught with these gimmicks. Another thing that is becoming very rife in our society is that people, when there is a theft in the home, theft in the business, then they make istikhara. They have maid in the home, brothers and sisters, some neighbors coming and going. So now they start making istikhara. And then so many have telephoned and said that, Maulana, I made istikhara and I saw so-and-so stealing. Now that so-and-so again is somebody that's in the home or somebody that's very close. And this person says that I saw so-and-so, so now this person got this doubt now. Istikhara is not for finding out who has stolen goods. If that was the case, then all of us would have made istikhara and found our goods and arrested everybody. So istikhara is not for finding out who has stolen our goods. Istikhara was when a person is in a doubt, is in a confused state of mind, whether he must marry this woman or mustn't marry, must he open this business or mustn't open, must he go to undertake this journey or mustn't take. So at that time he makes istikhara, then either he gets a positive thought or a negative one. And that again I explained, many people they make istikhara and it's very positive. After that, when that marriage fails, then they blame the istikhara. The istikhara was positive, what happened? The istikhara was positive, but how did you start that whole marriage procession? Everything on the wrong foot. Long before the marriage already everything haram started. And then on the occasion of the marriage also, that music and that videoing and that intermingling and that all the filth that takes place. And thereafter in the lives also, sometimes there's no namaz, sometimes there's no zakat, sometimes there's no hajj, no fast, and there's so much of porn and other filthy movies and films that are being seen. And then when the marriage fails, then they say that the istikhara showed positive. So if the istikhara says the thing that now it will definitely make it work and make it rosy and make it a garden of roses. In the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lies happiness, contentment and satisfaction, and there's ample evidence for that. This afternoon I was replying to one letter. It made me so happy, because this person came out from such a kind of environment and in all the kind of filth that the person was indulging. And that person now states that I have definitely found peace and contentment and something that I was searching for all my life in haram, but I could not find it, which was peace of mind and satisfaction and contentment, which you always mention. He says, at last I have found it. And it gives me such joy and such pleasure. Our home has now become Jannat on earth, as you always mention in your bayan. I said, MashaAllah. Nigahe aqrba badli, mizaj-e dostaan badla, مزاج اقربا بدلی مزاج دوستا بدلا. نظر ایک ان کی کیا بدلی کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا. نظر ایک ان کی کیا بدلی کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا. Our relatives will turn away from us. Our friends will turn away from us. Our families will turn away from us. Our children will turn away from us. نگاہِ اقربا بدلی مزاج دوستا بدلا. Those who were at one time ready and willing to give their lives, they will all disappear. نظر ایک ان کی کیا بدلی کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا. The moment Allah Ta'ala turns His glance of rahmat away because of our indulgence in sins and in vices and evils, then after that the world cannot come to our assistance. The world cannot give us inner peace and contentment and satisfaction. Then after that it's going to be just an increase in tablets upon tablets of ecstasy and mandrakes and all other kinds of things, and that will give that person a little bit of high, and after that little bit of high he will increase the dosage when it comes to his normal self, and he will keep increasing until he will land in the madhouse. Istikhara. Istikhara for somebody that who has lost some goods, some jewelry, watch, cash, somebody stole it. So now the person makes istikhara and he sees somebody's face and he says, well, I've made istikhara, so this should be the truth. That is another misunderstanding and it has created a lot of problem. Istikhara is no evidence as to who has stolen the goods. It's no evidence at all, because shaitan can come in a person's dream in any form that he likes. Allah Ta'ala has given him that life until the day of Qiyamah to mislead and misdirect. He can sometimes take the form and shape of a great buzruk and come in the dream. Sometimes he can come in the form of a sahabi. He can come in the form of a wali of Allah Ta'ala. He can come in the form of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. The only shape and form that he cannot adopt is that of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man ra'ani fil manami faqad ra'ani fa inna ash-shaytana la yatamassalu bi aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. The person who has seen me in his dream, he has seen me, because shaitan cannot take my shape and form. But there again, I've explained to you many times that lots of people are seeing Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their dreams, but that does not mean that he is very happy and very pleased with them. They are seeing him in different forms. And most of it is warnings. Most of it is warnings. So therefore, in the following of the Sharia, in our connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our hearts will find sukoon. Then even if gham comes, because we are living in this world, nobody is free of gham. The greatest wali of Allah Ta'ala also cannot say that he is free of gham. Someday his mother must pass away, his father must pass away, his child must pass away, his wife could pass away, some accident takes place, some pain in the body, anything can happen. That will create a gham. It's natural. That grief is natural. But, as Shah Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that tere gham ki jo mujhko daulat mile, tere gham ki jo mujhko daulat mile, if I get the daulat of your gham, تو پھر ہر غم سے مجھ کو نجات ملے. I don't remember the second part very well, but he said, if I get this dawlat of your gham, O Allah, that is in my heart, there is a deep yearning and pain to get myself connected with you, O my Allah. He says, then if I get this gham, which is your love, then all the other ghams, they will disappear by the wayside. All the other gham only comes when we haven't got that muhabbat with our Allah. At present, people are questioning so much about Allah. They're questioning so much about Allah Ta'ala. During the Iraq war, when the children and others were being bombarded, at that time, I think it was Ramadan. It was around Ramadan. Was it in Ramadan? One of the wars that was taking place, and it was Ramadan. So three youngsters, students at the university, I was taken to go and speak to them, because they stopped fasting, stopped reading namaz, stopped doing everything. Why? He says, because what kind of Allah is that? Na'uzu billah. How can it be so unjust that children and women and all are being bombed? Look at their suffering. So therefore they gave up namaz, roza, zakat, everything. Whereas we don't see that what did we do? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got the whole Quran Sharif, read from the beginning to the end. How many places Allah ta'ala says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's deen, He will help you. If you do this, Allah Ta'ala will do this. If you obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you make his zikr, if you remember him, Allah ta'ala will remember you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remember you. Fazkuruni azkurkum. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. In that example, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just to give you the gist of it, is that that city, the people of that city, they were enjoying so much of comfort, so much of peace, so much of happiness. There was no security problem. The risk and the sustenance also was coming from all sides, very, very easily, without them having to burn the midnight oil or exhausting themselves. Allah ta'ala was providing for them. But then, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ They made kufran of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ingratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the ni'mats that He blessed them with. And whenever we think of the ni'mats that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, our mind only goes on to money. So that's the only ni'mat that we know. So we say that we didn't make kufran of any ni'mat. We didn't show ingratitude to any ni'mat. Because the money Allah ta'ala gave us, we spent correctly. Is that the only ni'mat? The ni'mat of the eyes, the ni'mat of the ears, the ni'mat of the tongue, the ni'mat of health, the ni'mat of wealth. All these were ni'mats. But when they showed ingratitude, they began to use those same ni'mats for the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them libas of jew and khawf, hunger and fear. In other ayats, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about poverty. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about destruction by gale force winds and by flood waters and by earthquakes and by this and by that. So if we have to fulfill our side of the contract, then Allah ta'ala has got no enmity with us. What enmity has Allah ta'ala got with us? Unke altaaf to hai aam shaheedi sab par. Unke altaaf to hai aam shaheedi sab par. His altaf is aam on everyone, O shaheedi. Allah Ta'ala has got no adawat with you. He says in the next part of that verse, of the poetry, He says, Allah Ta'ala has got no adawat with you. He's got no enmity with you. Agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. So my dear brothers and also my sisters at the madrasa, these are things which are happening in our society, in our homes, in our families. We must propagate this message. Pass it on. Alhamdulillah, that message that of trying to make the janaza as quickly as possible, straight away, quite a few families have implemented it. And Alhamdulillah, within 4 hours, 5 hours, they have undertaken the burial. In other places also, where the tapes reached. Many people are now making wasiyat that don't delay. Although some people still will continue, those who haven't heard that, or they are still fulfilling the customary practices. But we don't have to worry about arguing with anybody. We've got no time to argue with people. Only that person will go around arguing with people who has got the time. He's got the time to waste. So he will go around arguing. One person went to one barber and he said that I've got some white hair and some black hair. Now I've got two wives. One is young, one is old. The old one doesn't like my black hair and the young one doesn't like my white hair. Now what do I do? So he said, the best thing is take the whole thing out. And another person went to the barber and he said, I've got black and white, so just take out all the white. So he shaved off his whole hair, put it in front of him and said, now you keep picking out all the white. He said, I don't have the time for that. So the person who has got his heart connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he doesn't have the time for arguments, for fights, for unnecessary quarrels, for wasting time over useless things. مَنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ مَجَارِ الْقَضَىٰ لَا يُفْنِي أَيَّامُهُ بِمْخَاسَمَةِ النَّاسِ لَا يُفْنِي أَيَّامُهُ بِمْخَاسَمَةِ النَّاسِ That the person whose eye is on مَجَارِ الْقَضَىٰ, that from where the orders are coming, then he won't waste his time going and fighting with everybody. One person wrote a lengthy letter to me, in that he mentioned, Molna, you and all your blind followers, meaning all of y'all, you and all your blind followers that attend your programs, they have got this weakness, this weakness, this weakness. So the reply I gave to that, Jazakallah for informing us of some of our weakness. There is much more which Allah Ta'ala hid from you. I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He didn't reveal everything to you. So please do keep me informed and make dua Allah give us hidayat. Now finish. What am I going to start arguing? That's all. Don't waste time over these things. We don't have the time for that. There will always be enemies. There will always be jealousy. There will always be malice. People cannot see sometimes the progress of certain people. So that will carry on. It happened in the time of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not going to stop. It will continue. But purposely we should not get caught up with these type of things. So the two important points that I mentioned for tonight, because it's a majlis in which different types of things are discussed, but these are relevant and very important things that I am discussing. Because we are in the middle and we get all kinds of cases coming to us. So having the finger on the pulse, we know what is happening. Then a third thing, which is very important, is that at present, there's so much of quotations. Maulana said this, that Maulana said that, that one said that. Now to make that person, or that person to satisfy his nafs, he will twist and turn the fatwa that is given, and he will say, Maulana Yunus Patel mentioned it in his majlis. That if a person gave three talaqs, then the three talaqs, if he gave it in anger, then it's one talaq. But, or somebody else came up with something else. There are so many funny things that are running around. So brothers, in these days, take written quotes. Take written quotes. Don't take verbal quotes. Amen, brothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us ihsas, realization that we are in this world for a temporary period of time. And if we are going to please one Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will please us. Barbaad-e muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge, mere dile na shad ko wo shad karenge. The person who has already made barbaad of his muhabbat for the sake of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all the other muhabbat which was illegal, illicit, haram, he says, I don't want to have anything to do with it, I just want to have one muhabbat, and that is for Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not put gham into this person's heart again. What I was explaining earlier, that gham of somebody passing away, some accident, some loss of wealth, property, etc., that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he will send to his friends, then he himself will give that person plenty of sabr over it. You will see it in their lives. Allah, they will complain that there is pain yet, the doctor must check me up, I've got this, I've got that. Or they will complain that I have lost some wealth, I lost some property. Or this happened, that happened. But that complaint will not be of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's doings. Their hearts will be with Allah ta'ala. Allah will give them sabr. I gave one example once, that it will be like an examiner has given a very, very, very difficult paper. But after he gave the difficult paper, now he tells the candidate, now you put your hand into my hand and I will write the answers for you. If that person, his hand is now put into the hands of the examiner and he writes the answers, will that paper be difficult? Therefore, we don't find any suicide in the Ahlullah. No matter what difficulties, what trials they go through, but their hearts are always throbbing and pumping with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us some taste of it, some taste of it. Little bit of mujahada is required, just a little mujahada. Not very difficult mujahada in these times. A little mujahada of the eyes, of the ears, of halal, haram. And then see where Allah Ta'ala takes. That person, he's not going to fly as high as the Concorde flies or something above that, or the spaceships. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take him from the Farsh to the Arsh. Such noor he will be given. Such sukoon. That if something happened, he will say, well, that as long as the person made the correct tadbir, you mustn't do all the wrong things and then expect the right results. He makes the correct tadbir. After that, if something happens, there will be sukoon in the heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the tawfiq of making amal.
Amen.
We will stop here for tonight. If you just take these two lessons, inshallah it is enough. We haven't been able to proceed with whatever we were supposed to, but inshallah if Allah ta'ala gives life, health, and another opportunity to be in this masjid, then inshallah we will continue.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. یا رحیم یا کریم، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، صغیرہ کبیرہ، عمدن خطاءً، ظاہری باطنی، ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. او اللہ، forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. O Allah, protect each and every one of us from all kinds of haram. Protect us from your disobedience. O Allah, let us do everything for your pleasure. Do not let nafs and shaitan make us their ghulam and their slaves. O Allah, at present we have become the slaves of our nafs and shaitan. O Allah, fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. O Allah, fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ameen. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous Ameen. Children. Those whose children have become distanced from the parents, oh Allah, unite them again with the parents. Ameen. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, of family members, unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us from all Ameen. Sides. Ya Allah, the fitnas of jadu, the fitnas of sihr. Oh Allah, the fitnas of the bogus amils. Ya Allah, the fitnas that are coming in different forms and which are creating so much of chaos and disunity and problems in homes. Oh Allah, save us and protect us from all these fitnas. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plenty of halal risk and sustenance and remove their difficulties. Hum sab ko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de, rahat de, maghfirat de. Maut aur khatima ایمان کے اوپر فرما. اے اللہ، جو انتقال کر گئے ان کی بھرپور مغفرت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.